Hello and a very warm welcome to the Standard Chartered podcast series, Enhancing the Payment Experience for Customers. My name is Julia Streets. I'm an international financial services professional. And I'm also a broadcaster and a commentator. I was delighted to be asked to host this episode featuring uTrip, Singapore's first multi-currency wallet. And today I'm delighted to be joined by two guests. My first guest is Wijern Lim. He's the head of finance and corporate development at uTrip. Wijern will be shedding light into how even digital natives like uTrip face challenges on their digitalization journey and how they manage evolving demands for a more seamless customer payment experience. Our second guest today is Mahesh Narayan, who is the global product lead for mobile money and e-commerce at Standard Chartered. And Mahesh will be sharing tips on what digital natives in this instance, or in fact any corporation looking to enhance customer payment experience, should really be paying attention to. And this discussion matters right now because the pandemic has accelerated the shift to online shopping. It's increased the use of digital payments, and it's forced institutions and consumers around the world to rethink the use of cash. And as corporations take their businesses online, as they expand into new and emerging markets, they are confronted with an ever-growing list of payment options and service providers. So in this podcast, you get to hear what these customer expectations are, the challenges they pose, and ideas on how these can be effectively managed. So Wijern, I'm really keen to start with you because it's a really interesting time because you are a digitally native business. And I'm really keen to know sort of whether or not you have it easier than others when it comes to meeting customer expectations, particularly around this discussion about seamless payment experience. And what experience were your customers expecting when it came to their ability to make payments?
It's a pleasure to be joining you. I think there are three main things that customers look for in payments. You know, first, like you mentioned, a seamless and frictionless payment experience. Secondly, a wide global acceptance, so the ability for customers to spend anywhere globally. Third, a free or extremely low cost for the transactions. I think these are three main things that our customers are looking for these days.
And what sort of challenges did uTrip face when they were trying to address these demands from customers?
Sure. I think there are two main challenges that uTrip has faced, which are the ability to provide customers with real-time serviceability and also options and flexibility in how they use their products. For customers, we know that they want to be able to use and access the product anytime, anywhere, which means the infrastructure that we built has to be able to provide instant top-ups, you know, instant FX conversions, instant notifications, live FX rates, the ability to basically spend online and offline anywhere, and just that round-the-clock availability with no downtime and minimal latency. And there's really a lot that goes behind the scenes, basically, for us to be able to provide experience. Secondly, I think customers are always looking for more options and flexibility. This can come in the form of additional top-up channels, more currencies they can exchange into, P2P features, and overall just ability to do more with the product. So for us, it's a constant strive to innovate and be able to cater to this need as well.
And Mahesh, can I bring you in here? Because you know, when you hear the challenges that Wijern has just set out, but also I just want to bring into context some of the big industry trends as well. And I think particularly about the direct-to-consumer models that are coming through. I'd love to hear your thoughts about what are some of the challenges, expectations, and experiences.
Julia, Wijern, it's a pleasure to be talking to both of you. There's a few key trends that we see today playing out in the industry. First and foremost, there's been a significant shift in the way commerce is being done. Corporates are increasingly shifting towards a direct-to-consumer model. Again, when it comes to sales, a lot of it is moving online, be it e-commerce, m-commerce, or even social commerce. All of these have seen explosive growth post the pandemic, especially across Asia. And we are also seeing a huge shift in consumer expectations in this age of instant gratification, where, as Wijern mentioned, consumers expect greater convenience and choice in terms of payment options. And this has led to a fragmentation of the payments landscape driven by consumer preferences and also the rise of alternative payment methods, be it in the form of instant payments, QR payments, e-wallets, buy now, pay later, etc.
So I'm really keen to get in some of these trends and these challenges that we've begun to explore as well. And I wanted to ask you, actually, so I know that one of the key areas you've been looking at has been around straight to bank pay. And I'd love to hear kind of how that came into addressing some of the challenges and any other ways you've helped your customers.
Sure. So at Utrip, I think we've always taken a user-first approach in everything we do. And it's this obsession with customers that has pushed us to challenge the status quo and ensure we deliver the best experience for our users. So naturally, we're striving to provide more options and features to our users when using our Utrip product, including introducing P2P features so that users can send money in different currencies to other Utrip users. Like you mentioned, in terms of the straight-to-bank pay platform, we've also added PayNow as a top-up channel to cater to users that prefers it. And this is basically done through the integration with SCB's straight-to-bank pay platform.
And Mahesh, when we talk about PayNow, that's known in many different ways around the world, isn't it? I know that is that very Singapore-specific, or is that a term that everybody's using?
Yes, you're right, Julia. PayNow is a Singapore-specific instant payment option. But the interesting trend is similar to PayNow, we are seeing the rise of instant payment schemes pretty much across the entire APAC region, and it's soon spreading to other regions across the world as well. A lot of it is driven by consumer expectations. As was shared earlier, consumers are expecting a greater number of payment options in terms of both the choice and the speed with which payments can be done. And if you flip it around and look at it from a merchant standpoint, it gives them greater options in terms of reducing the cost of accepting payments compared to the more traditional digital payment options, such as accepting payments through a credit card. And it also gives them greater finality in terms of the transactions. And that's where it's proving to be a win-win for all the players in the value chain, and the reason why we are seeing a growing trend towards the use of instant payments by both consumers and merchants in the coming years.
What I'd love to do now is building on the challenges you've talked about, building on some of the big trends and the customer behaviors and the expectations as well. I'm really intrigued to know what you're thinking about as you look at the pathway ahead, you know, almost kind of getting ready for the future. When do we know what the future will hold? Really, really fascinating time to be having this conversation. So I'm really keen to know, when it comes to payments, what sort of other digitalization challenges that both of you foresee for the future? And Wajun, tell us about your thoughts as you look ahead. You know, where do you see the future of payments? Where are you focused right now?
Sure. I think there's a lot of challenges, you know, going forward. And at Utrip, we always see challenges as opportunities for us to create something better for the users. First of all, consumers will be expecting increased personalization in their payment experience. So there will be a constant strive for us to innovate, adapt, and anticipate customers' needs. For our Singapore market, we launched Utrip Perks in August, a new one-stop platform consolidating all the exclusive cashback and discounts for our users, from local to international brands that we have seen that our users love by spending through the platform. Also, as Utrip looks to expand across Southeast Asia, it's not just about duplicating the product across markets. There's a need to localize the product such that it suits the local demographics and really caters to the usage behavior, because we've seen that there's really no one-size-fits-all solutions. The other challenge that we also see extends beyond the consumer segment into the SME segment, where SMEs are going through a digitization phase driven by COVID. Companies have become increasingly distributed across geographies and are increasingly looking for a faster and more cost-effective way in handling their financial needs, much like what Mahesh mentioned just now, you know, using PayNow and instant payments function as well. Things like being able to remit faster and cheaper, or having access to better foreign exchange rates, are all the things that SMEs would need to look for at. And so at Utrip, we've decided to venture into the SME space, extending our value proposition of providing a best-in-class cross-border multi-currency experience to SME customers as well. We look to introduce the product to our Singapore market by early next year.
Exciting times. And you're clearly sort of on that road already. And it's interesting hearing you talking about the personalization, the localization, and also remembering the importance of the SME segment as well. And Mahesh, I'm really keen to hear your thoughts. I mean, you advise many organizations around the world. What tips do you offer companies that are now embarking on their digitalization journey in light of these emerging payments trends?
Companies that have invested in digitization and e-commerce prior to the crisis, Julia, clearly have an upper hand today. they have been successful, I would say, in terms of future-proofing themselves. However, regardless of where they sit on the adoption curve, e-commerce has become a number one priority from a digital transformation perspective for organizations worldwide. And that's where it's absolutely crucial for companies to make the right choice when it comes to investing in an e-commerce platform, be it something that they develop in-house or something they may choose to procure off the shelf, and also the payment options that they plan to offer to their end consumers to ensure they have the right mix of payment methods on that platform.
So I'm intrigued to know from Standard Chartered's point of view, you know, how are you helping customers? What's on your pathway ahead?
Standard Chartered has been helping organizations across emerging markets manage their digital transformation and simplifying their journey into online commerce. During this pandemic, we have also invested in lighter solutions to support our clients with setting up their online stores quickly and also accept QR payments, instant payments, e-wallets, etc., with negligible technical effort at their end. We also see collaboration and innovation as being key ingredients to this journey. And over the years, we have partnered with several fintech companies to deliver our solutions. And there's also a lot of co-creation that we've been doing with our clients in the spirit of promoting a culture of innovation. Looking forward, we are making straight-to-bank pay available in more markets with more digital payment options. And we see supporting our clients adapt to these changes, helping them succeed in this fast-evolving world.
It's wonderful to hear you talk about the pathway ahead, because for many, there will be common areas that every organization needs to tackle. So knowing that there are some standard processes, there are some applications and approaches that exist today, but also the potential for collaboration to uncover that competitive edge that will give an organization a real opportunity to shine across emerging markets. And I think this is an incredibly exciting time. Wai-Jun Lim, thank you so much for joining us today. It's been a fantastic discussion.
Thank you, Julia. It's my pleasure to be on.
And Mahesh Narayan, Standard Chartered, thank you so much for joining us. It's been great to have your thoughts.
Thank you, Julia. It's a pleasure talking to you.
And I've been Julia Streets. I hope you've enjoyed this discussion as much as I have, all about enhancing the payment experience for customers. Thank you for listening.